Deep fakes are still a very real problem on social media. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok have all banned deepfakes. And yet...
Tommy, can you sing that song again?
So hold me closer, tiny dancer.
That was real Paris Hilton being serenaded by a fake Tom Cruise. One of dozens of videos from the TikTok account Deep Tom Cruise, which has racked up almost 4 million followers with its digital simulations of the famous actor, singing, golfing, and of course laughing in a slightly too intense way. Anjana Zuzarla is a professor of responsible AI at Michigan State University's Broad College of Business. She says we can thank TikTok's algorithm for keeping deepfakes alive. Or, you know what I mean.
Because we all love, you know, celebrity content like deepfake Tom Cruise and deepfake Keanu Reeves and stuff like that. And I think there's some amount of latitude. If a person is posting a video which is altered Tom Cruise, but it's clearly for satire, then the creator may have a bit of a leeway around. But then the question is, what if people are using this with malicious intent?
Are algorithms or, you know, the other ways that platforms enforce their bans of deepfakes, can they make a distinction between different kinds of content, comedy versus what are some of the very obvious malicious uses of deepfake?
No, I would say that you would actually need a lot of human intelligence. Has TikTok invested in these mechanisms where there are also people, in addition to algorithms, curating all these news feeds that their users see? We don't have any answers. They haven't put in place enough content moderation policies, or at least they have not been transparent. So we as the users have very little idea what they are doing.
And what about when deepfakes are being used, maybe even in comedic ways, but used in commercial advertising, as we've seen increasing?
Yes, and that's also a danger, because what if the rivals can use deepfakes of their competitors? What is the position that courts will take in enforcing these provisions? I think those are all open questions.
Do you think we have the legal tools that we need at this time to contain some of the harms that all of this could cause?
So let's take this example of revenge pornography. It's still not understood well enough. So deepfakes coupled with things like that would be very, very, very harmful. And I think that legal infrastructure maybe has not really, you know, we have not really had enough awareness of all those harms that can spread.
Anjana Zuzarla is a professor of responsible AI at Michigan State University's Broad College of Business. And now for some related links. If you want to check out the deepfake videos of Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves we talked about, we'll link to them at our site, marketplacetech.org. And the Wall Street Journal recently reported on the spate of advertisements featuring deepfakes, including the appearance of a fake Bruce Willis defusing a bomb in a Russian phone commercial, and a very fake Elon Musk explaining a real estate investment startup in the style of Margot Robbie in the bubble bath scene from The Big Short. Honestly, it is as weird and creepy as that sounds. As the piece explains, public figures have a pretty clear-cut legal case when it comes to unauthorized use of their likeness, but the sheer ease with which this content can be generated could create what one expert describes as death by a thousand cuts. Lawsuits just won't be able to keep up with every instance of a deepfake ad. And Anjana Zuzarla also raised concerns about how deepfakes could be used in revenge porn. Last year, MIT Technology Review reported that while almost all states prohibit the distribution of non-consensual pornographic material, only two, California and Virginia, include the use of deepfakes in those bans. Jesus Alvarado produced this segment. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.